Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know when after a run, you feel great? Well, previously scientists thought that this runner's high was down to endorphins, but this may not be the case. Johannes Fuchs from the University of Heidelberg found that mice that were allowed to run around all day felt less pain and less anxiety, key features of a runner's high. However, the feel-good sensation wasn't down to endorphins, but endocannabinoids, the same chemicals that come from smoking cannabis. I ran on over to find out more.
The runner's high is described as a combination of reduced anxiety, less pain, something like euphoria, which cannot be modeled in mice, and sedation. So we were actually able to prove that two features of this runner's high was mediated by endocannabinoids in mice, and I think it's quite suggestive that it's the same mechanism in humans.
What's an endorphin and how does it differ from a cannabinoid?
An endorphin is an endogenous opioid. So it's a substance that is also related to addiction, to reward processing. And there are two systems, one that releases endorphin into the brain and one that releases endorphin into the periphery. But the problem is that the endorphins from the periphery, they cannot reach the brain because there's the blood-brain barrier. The endocannabinoids are lipids and they can reach the brain.
So the effects that you saw only happened when the cannabinoids were able to access the brain?
Yes, that's right. We blocked the cannabinoid receptor and the endorphin receptor, and we found that only the blockage of the cannabinoid receptor results in a loss of the phenotype after running.
When Johannes says phenotype, he means the observable behaviour of the mice. In this case, their reduced pain and anxiety, their runner's high. But weirdly, not all humans experience this feel-good sensation after a jog.
Yeah, and still they continue to run. This is really fascinating.
Do you think this could be because of the way different people's bodies deal with the chemicals that running produces?
Yeah, or the chemicals are not produced in some people. I mean, there's no investigation, no comparison of people that experience a runner's high compared to people that do not experience a runner's high when they perform exercise.
What else would produce the cannabinoids? Are there any other activities, or would it be external drugs?
I mean, the external drugs are not producing endogenous cannabinoids. If you smoke cannabis, it's coming from the smoking. I'm actually not aware of anything you can perform to increase your endogenous cannabinoids.
So it looks as though exercise is the only way to get those feel-good endocannabinoids. That was Johannes Fuchs from the University of Heidelberg talking about his study published this week in the journal PNAS.